I'd like now to welcome Linda Siegel with today's legislative update. Welcome, Linda.
Good morning, Mary Charlotte.
3 days left.
Yes, three grueling days.
Three grueling days left in the legislative session. That doesn't count, of course, the possibility of any special session.
Right. The governor and pretty much the legislature agrees we're going to have a special session for discussing the stimulus money, as well as if revenues are declining in the next quarter, then the budget will have to be adjusted.
Let's very quickly talk about two animal bills. The Dangerous Dogs Bill was voted down, and the Animal Euthanasia Bill passed. Tell us about the latter.
Yes, that bill prevents the gas chamber type euthanasia, which is still used in three or four shelters throughout the state. So that bill would prevent the use of those kinds of gas chambers.
And meanwhile, it will not be illegal to be a pit bull or any other kind of dog in New Mexico.
Yes.
So, and there's another bill about extreme cruelty.
Right. That bill it's a bill that that redefines what extreme cruelty is to animals, and it passed the House with no problems. It got into Senate Judiciary a day or two ago and got tabled, and there was a lot of opposition because people say unintended consequences, but it had things in it like starvation of animals, because there have been a number of horse cases of extreme starvation, and it had leaving your animal in the car in 100-degree weather, those kinds of things, which most of us think are cruelty to animals, but that bill is tabled at the moment.
Now, there's a cancer clinical trials bill.
Yes, that's a very important bill to a lot of people who have cancer, and the regular treatment for cancer is not working. So they are able to get into an experimental drug trial, cancer clinical trial, and still have their insurance pay for routine patient care. And that's a bill that's been on the books since 2001. And we were just expanding it to cover all kinds of cancer clinical trials. But it's held up in a committee in the House, and hopefully it'll get out on the House floor, reported out today.
So that if you don't have a bill like that, then people can find themselves having their insurance canceled, their insurance treatments not paying for their treatments if they're doing something, a clinical trial?
Right. Before we passed this bill in 2001, if you were in a cancer clinical trial, your insurance company could then refuse to pay for all of your other health care needs because they would say, oh, it's related to this trial drug, which is making you have heart problems when really you have cancer. And the insurance companies have been very good over the last 8 years and by law continue to pay for that routine care. But if we don't get this bill passed, the law expires. It sunsets, and it will no longer be on the books.
Oh, okay. Now, the budget for the state of New Mexico, how are we doing with that?
Well, it's interesting. It's been over in the Senate for a week and a half, 2 weeks. And the Senate has still not taken it to the floor. And it looks like that'll be probably in the last couple of days. So they're still arguing over it between the House and the Senate and the governor. And normally they try to get it up, at least in the last few years, they've tried to get the budget bill up to the governor before the last 3 days, so he only has 3 days to sign or line item B to it. Well, clearly it's not going to get to him till the last 3 days, which means he'll have 20 days to sign and line item veto it.
And meanwhile, many, many people have been visiting and calling the governor about the death penalty bill, which is on his, the death penalty repeal, which is on his desk.
Yes, and I think the paper today said that most of the calls, or many more of the calls, were for the repeal than not. So everyone's hoping that he'll be signing that in the next day or so.
Now, there was a bill trying to get to the floor to open the conference committees. This is something we've talked about in the past.
Yeah, Senator Feldman had introduced a bill early in the session to open up the conference committees. and it's just sitting there languishing. So what she did is she took one of her dummy bills. These are bills that have no content in them. They're just numbers. And she dropped in the language of her conference committee bill, passed it out of her committee, the Senate Public Affairs Committee, and it's now on the floor of the Senate. And the whole idea is it's just to open up the conference committee so that the public can know what's going on. Well, evidently they keep passing over it and not hearing it on the floor. And a similar bill already passed the House and is over in the Senate.
The Tax Increment Development Districts, or TIDs, bill, which would give a great deal of public money to real estate developers, that was very controversial. We talked about it a couple of days ago. Where's that at now?
Well, it still seems to be stalled. I guess those journal articles, which talked about all the bankruptcies of the parent company, has made people a little nervous in the House. So it's sitting on the floor of the House, but it hasn't been heard yet.
Speaking of things that haven't been heard yet, the College of Santa Fe.
Yes, we're also waiting in the Senate Finance Committee for that bill to be heard. Now, it's been over there 2 weeks. That's the bill to allow any university in New Mexico who wants to take over and purchase the College of Santa Fe. The money, the $3 million for operation, was stripped out of House Bill 2, but the enabling language bill is sitting there and not being heard. So we don't know what's going to happen with that. It doesn't look good at this moment.
Linda Siegel joins us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday with the Legislative Update. We'll see you for the last one this coming Friday, Linda.
Thanks, Mary Charlotte.
Thanks so much.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. KSFR streams live on the web at ksfr.org. You can email me at radiocafe@ksfr.org or leave a message at 428-1528. We are podcasting at the website santafe.radiocafe.org, where you can hear the show whenever you want, thanks to Santa Fe's .foil computer services, and you can subscribe to the show on iTunes. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team, and after that, Good Morning Jazz.